For 700 years, Mars has been a desolate wasteland. It was made one by the synth attack in the late 24th century. May they be eternally cursed. Mankind has, whether we've realized it or not, made that world a monument to the lies lost and our own hubris. This is what we got for believing we could make a species in our own image.
You know, no matter how many times I saw the pictures, it never sunk in just how bad it was here. Mars had a lot going for it, too.
I know what you mean, Oriana. The desolation is unbelievable. It's hard to believe they were in the process of terraforming this world.
There's very little left here at all. What are we supposed to do with this stuff?
But Mander wants to recycle as much of it as possible, Serena. The replicators are good for most things, but they're not perfect. The more we can recycle, the better.
I suppose the first thing we need, Herc, is to replicate some bulldozers.
Yeah, we can use them in a lot of places, but...
I know.
It's frustrating, but if we're ever gonna turn Mars into a habitable world again, it's gonna take people like us to do it.
After all, it took people like us to destroy it.
We all agree that the basic artificial life forms that Daystrom created made this mess, but they didn't have a choice. Their programming forced them to do it.
If only we could prove that.
We'll have to keep our eyes open for any evidence we can use.
What? After 800 years? I don't care to calculate the odds of finding one of our brothers after all. This time? Don't be a show-off.
I wouldn't think of it, Alex. However, Serena is right. There's always a possibility that we could find one, and who knows what we might discover.
If only we could go back 800 years in time and stop the Zhabdvash from messing with their brothers and causing them to go on their rampage. I'd love to know what made them do it.
Well, the sooner we get to work, the sooner we'll get some answers. After all, that's what we left the Enterprise behind for. Captain Dax is relying on us to get the job done. By the time he gets back, I want him to be able to look down on a bright green world again.
It was never green.
Do you have to do that?
What?
Find the negative in everything. I'm beginning to think that if you found yourself in paradise, you'd start looking for its flaws.
Paradise?
Don't even think about it. Look, if it helps, we had just returned from Andromeda, and the captain announced we were doing a close flyby of Mars. I went up to the observation dome to see it. I was amazed. In all those years since the destruction, they never returned to rebuild. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, me too. I remember. I think everybody was there. There used to be orbital stations where they built starships like the Galaxy class and the Sovereign class. All the way back to the days of the Constitution-class starships, if I got that right. This was a world where mighty ships of the Void were built. Several Enterprises were constructed here. To see it lying in ruins was just...
a crime against sentience. I felt it too. There was nothing in orbit but Phobos and Deimos. It was all... wrong.
Mars shouldn't be dead. And all because...
Don't say it.
I wasn't going to. I'm not so pessimistic that I don't believe that Mars could be a living, breathing biosphere again. It's just that the task is going to be monumental.
Anything worth doing takes hard work.
Ugh.
Every journey begins with the first step.
Stalbit.
Focus on the goal, not the obstacles.
Ah, I'm being killed with cliches.
Helm, what's our status?
In geostationary orbit of Mars, Commander, directly above the Federation encampment.
Good. Signs, what are they doing?
At this point, I'd say they're simply looking around.
How many of them are there? Are they armed? And what are they using as a power source?
There's only a 30 of them, Commander. They appear to be humanoid, but I'm getting unusual signature. No, that can't be right.
What is it?
The scanner is reporting they're all positronic.
They wouldn't do that to us. I can't believe the Federation would stoop that low.
Sorry, Commander.
After what their kind did to this world, I cannot for the life of me understand why the Federation would allow them back on it. I'll be in my ready room if you need me. Just keep an eye on them.
Aye, sir.
I can't believe we might have to go through this again. Picard's drones left this planet a wasteland. After all the work we put in it to make it fertile, I will not let the dead suffer this insult. So, you've got a stockpile of boronite, have you? There's only one reason you would have that. You've got an Omega power source. If I could get my hands on one of those, it would solve all of Earth's energy problems. Enter.
Sir? I'll continue scanning, and I've got the computer watching for any changes. It'll warn us if anything undue happens.
Have you learned anything new?
Not really, sir. Just the mystery of the Boronaut supply. Also...
What is it, Lieutenant?
Permission to speak freely?
Granted.
Commander, it's been roughly 700 years since the attack on Mars. I'm sure the synthetics have come a long way since then. How can you be so sure they have ill intent?
Can a leopard change its spots?
Did leopards have spots?
Don't be so obtuse. I can't trust anything that can be programmed to kill. Human beings aren't so easily messed with, but those things were all made to slaughter every man, woman, and child on the face of this planet.
Do you have a family on Mars, sir?
Are you asking me if I have a personal agenda, Lieutenant?
As you gave me permission to speak my mind, sir, I can't help but note you seem to hold a bias against Sir God. I'm well aware of that since Earth broke away from the Federation. They've been banned in our space, but if the talks between the government and the Federation Council go well, we might have no choice but to change that position.
Over my dead body. Do you have any idea of the damage that they are capable of causing? That they caused? That's the problem with this generation. You're not being taught history. There have been so many attacks on Earth that have gone forgotten. September 11, 2001 went down in history for its infamy, but within 20 years, people had largely forgotten. Now here we are, 700 years from an attack that made September 11 look like a picnic. And we've learned nothing. Have you seen the video of the attack?
No, sir, I haven't.
They slaughtered tens of thousands of innocent beings, both human and others from around the Federation. Nobody could stand against them. I've seen vids of people who tried to stop them being mowed down mercilessly. Others tried to take them by force and their necks were snapped like twigs. And you think we're going to sit by and let it all happen again?
Sir, we may not have a choice.
There are always choices. You just have to seize the right opportunity when it comes along.
Commander?
That will be all, Lieutenant. I plan on killing two birds with one stone. Just you keep an eye on those abominations on Utopia Planitia. If they so much as sneeze, I want to know.
Aye, sir. Do since sneeze?
Omega.
My scanner says that there's an underground chamber here. The scanner puts it 4 meters to my right.
Okay. Make sure you're clear, Serena. Can you study in the fine?
Alex, Ori, can you help me with this?
Okay.
Wow, do you think it's safe?
At 700 years, I'm not in a hurry to find out.
Don't leave me behind. What does the scanner say?
It's largely intact. According to this, the structure's pretty sound. I say we take a look.
Why? What do you expect to find after all these years? Martians?
We do still have orders to look for any remaining androids. If we find one, we can clear our names.
Okay, if we're gonna do this, we need to do it by the book. To begin with, we find any remains, human or otherwise, we're to mount the body for later retrieval. The dead still need to be treated with respect.
True. God would want us to give them proper burial.
Let's just say we should do them the dignity of a formal burial.
Why do you have a problem with my faith, Alex?
We are manufactured life forms, Orianna. Our only God should be Dr. Sung for developing the positronic man.
It shouldn't preclude us from believing in a higher being, though. After all, Dr. Sung had to come from somewhere as well.
I believe in what I can see and touch. I want my killers down there. Gives me the willies just thinking about it.
You don't have Cub with us, Alex. You can stay up here and keep watch.
A wild? We're on the surface of a dead planet. The nearest life forms are on Earth, and I don't think they care all that much about what we do here.
I hope you're right. Okay, does everyone have a flashlight? Turn on your suit lights as well. I, for one, want to know what's down there. It could be nothing, but it could be something. We won't know until we look. Let's go.
Man, it's dark down there.
Do we have any idea what this building was?
Well, a sign on the wall says oxygen reclamation.
Really? If we find some recoverable material, it could still be useful.
Even I'm not one to put much faith in ancient equipment being reliable. Got one here. Mummified, like we expected. I don't have enough here for an identification, though. We can do some further studies when we take her out later. Hang on. That's odd. This poor Endorian Shin looks like she was shot.
There were reports of androids gaining access to weapons and killing anyone who got in their way. Mop the body, and we'll give her a proper funeral later.
I'm so sorry this happened to you. May you rest in peace.
I've got a door over here. Hurt, give me a hand to get it open, will you? I think it's the control room.
Right away.
That's far enough. Let's see what we can see.
Be careful, Alex.
Always. It's the control room, Loran. There are a couple of bodies here, all in the same condition as the Shin. Except these ones haven't been shot.
Let me see. I see what you mean. That's odd. They look like they just sit here, as if they're waiting for something.
I think they were simply waiting for death.
What do you mean?
Well, if you look at the rest of this installation, it was badly damaged. Even if these people were spared being shot, it was only a matter of time before whatever was left in this room leaked out. I wonder...
You're thinking these people might have left a record behind. Is it possible to get this stuff functioning after all this time?
There isn't a machine or a computer I can get working. Leave it to me. I've got a small portable generator with me. It shouldn't be too hard to get this stuff operational again.
Alex, if you can get these antiques to even light up, I'll owe you a beer when we get off shift tonight.
Your own. While I'm working on this, why don't you guys go and do some exploring? There's got to be a reason why the Shin was shot and these guys weren't.
Good idea. Ori, can you stay with Alex to give her a hand? I don't want anyone here on their own.
No worries. I'm glad to help.
Give me a hand to open this panel.
Alex looks like she's having fun.
If there's a possibility she can get some power running in this installation at all, I'm forward. If anyone can, it'll be her.
You know, it's funny. It doesn't look so bad here.
I suppose they couldn't destroy everything. What was on the ground was partially protected.
Here's another door. At least this one's open. Doesn't seem to be anything in here, though. Not much more than a glorified closet.
I see what you mean about this complex. It does seem to be fairly intact. Wait a minute. What's that?
Oh, my God. There's so many of them.
It looks like most of these people were hit by some kind of phaser fire. However...
What?
Why are so many of them all here, in one place?
Were they all massacred?
No, I don't think so. Look, this one has a phaser. Piss dead. No surprise there.
I don't think the power cell would have held any charge for this long.
You're probably right about that. All the same, what was he or Faye shooting at?
I can't see much around here. Perhaps they were shooting something further down the corridor?
Maybe. Given their placement here, they could have been shooting at something around the corner. Pity so many of them paid the price.
I've marked this position so we can come back later and take care of the dead. I want to find out what they were shooting at. Are you coming?
No way you're leaving me behind, Serena.
Oh, wow. I never actually thought we'd find one.
Eureka, all right. What's his android's number?
Let me see. G3. He took a blast at the chests that brought him down. Maybe he's what the workers were shooting at.
You might be right about that. All the same, I'm not leaving this one behind. I'm not Tage King the chance. The roof might cave in and destroy him.
No chance of that, Herb. For all the time he's been down here, this place is remarkably intact and secure.
It's a good thing Mars is a lot more geologically stable than Earth, that's for sure. Come on, give me a hand with him.
I've got a better idea. I've got these transporter tags for anything interesting we might find. I'll put one on him, and we can beam him straight back to the camp.
You're definitely not just a pretty face, Serena. I wish I could kiss you.
These environment suits, too, make it hard. To kiss, I mean.
I know what you meant. Consider that an IOU.
Okay, stand back.
I can't wait to check him out when we get back to Cam. Before we do, I want to know what Alex and Ori have found.
Of course. We can check out the rest of this bunker later. I think it's a real find. We might be able to salvage it.
You might be right about that. Come on, let's go.
Shine your torch on this, please. I can't quite see what I'm doing.
No worries. Does that help?
Why do you think?
Wow, Alex. I went down to your skills again. I was beginning to wonder if this equipment could be saved at all.
I need to head down. Your stuff is old, but from what I can see, it looks like it's in fairly good condition. There's no reason it should fail. In this rarefied atmosphere, it shouldn't even corrode. There's enough water in this air to do so.
Wow. Looks like I owe you that beer.
My wonders never cease. How about this?
Wonderful. It's nice not to have to see by torchlight. I'm still amazed that any of this still works.
I think I found what we were hoping for. The most recent logs all date first contact day, 2385.
Why are you hesitating? Don't you want to know?
Alex, we've all seen the idea of what happened, and Ori's found a last recorded message. I can understand their trepidation. It won't be pretty.
Here, make a copy of the files for this. We can show them to the elves later.
Thanks. All the same, I want to know too.
It's been about an hour since the synths went nuts and destroyed everything. We're still holding some hope that Starfleet will find us, but we can already tell the air in here is getting thinner. The complex must have been badly compromised in the attack. We've pretty much given up hope of salvation. Well, we've still got some power in the computers. It looks like our air is leaching out somewhere. Sensors show us there's precious little air left out in the corridor. And that sucks, as that's where our environment suits all of. We've only got some emergency oxygen in here, but with the six of us, it won't last long. I don't know why this ins went rogue, but they all seem to have changed at the same time. It looked like a coordinated attack, and I didn't know they had it in them. We thought of them as pretty basic robots, but when they turned, without a taste of just how capable they were, we saw them kill people with only one hand. G3 was only stopped out in the corridor with the deaths of a number of our fellow workers who fought to keep him from getting in here and shutting off the air supply. On our reviews, Queens, we got calls from other centers that were telling us the same thing, that the synths were on a rampage, but each one was interrupted as the synth cut the comms. Finally, I, Seamus O'Brien, want to take this opportunity to leave this message for my wife, Cynthia, and their children, Katie and Ryan. I can't stay long, as there are others here who have to say they're good boys. But I'm sorry I didn't come home for first contact day. I know you wanted me there, but we truly believed the work here on the Romulan fleet was so important. So many lives are going to be lost now, all those ships have been destroyed. I love you all. Katie, Ryan, make sure you look after your mother. Cynthia, I will always love you.
This is Del Brex. I am leaving this message for my mate.
I think we've heard enough. We've tagged all of the bodies we've found so far, and we even located G3. There's a chance we might be able to read his neural net. Is there anything else we can gain from being here at the moment?
I've backed up the records so we can have a better look at them back in the base.
We might even be able to pass them on to their descendants.
It's the least we can do, since it's our forebears who were responsible for this carnage.
I know that after what I've seen today, I'm kind of ashamed to be a synth. I know Agnina who lost sleepless nights after seeing all these poor souls who died in such a horrible manner.
That's why we're on Mars, guys. If there's a way we can set this right, we'll do it. Come on, let's go home.
Ah, nothing like a good cappuccino after a solid day's work.
It's not point over yet, Serena.
I know, but this is so worth it.
I'm just glad to get out of those environment suits. They chafe.
I know what you mean.
Do you think we're going to get much out of G3?
Look at this guy. It's hard to believe this simpleton and he's all did so much damage.
G3 might not look so bright, Alance, but he's a lot stronger than most of the organics we encountered.
Should we strap him down to the table in case he reactivates?
I'm sure we could handle him, Serena.
Yes, but how much damage could he do in the meantime?
Fair point. Computer, level 1 restraints on the deceased android on the table.
I feel safer already. There seems to be a fair amount of internal damage due to the burns.
Let's spring up the imager and see what's going on inside.
Wow. No wonder they took him down. There's nothing left of his power cell.
That's not all, Aka. Most of his body's neural network is fried.
What about his brain?
His poor excuse for a neural net? The thing's not even a proper positronic net.
We can't hold him responsible for what he is, Alex.
I know that. I just find the lack of complexity in our friend here insulting.
From what Herx told me, he was a product of the time and simple necessity. Data 1.0 was dead, and they only had B4 for study. Not the best resources.
Also, remember that time was against them. They had to make a stack of starships to evacuate the Romulans before Ison exploded.
I know. I just wish the Daystrom Institute had done better by them.
I can sympathize with your thinking, but if they were more potent, they could have done even more damage.
I'm just glad the Jacques Vache have gone the way of the Dodo.
I've been doing some research since we arrived in the Milky Way. It seems the Jad Vash had sympathizers.
What do you mean?
From what I can tell, our kind aren't permitted on Earth.
I can't imagine they'd be too crazy to know we're here then.
It's been 7 centuries. Surely they would have moved on by now.
Never underestimate any species' ability to hold a grudge.
Even our own aren't immune to that.
Computer, perform a scan on the android's cranial units. Indicate viability for reactivation.
Subject is viable. However, significant damage has been done. The unit will not be able to affect movement of anything below the neck.
Understood. Give me a visual list of the energy requirements, where I can connect it safely.
Wow. According to this, G3 would have needed to recharge every couple of days.
You got to remember this being was created in the early days of cybernetics. They only had primitive energy sources.
Unlike us.
Yes. Surely we can do better for this poor soul.
Alex, don't start.
I wasn't going to say a thing. I was going to suggest giving him a plasma cell like the one Baylanda Torres of the Voyager made for the automated units.
That will still require regular recharges at least once a month. It seems so temporary.
Let me guess, Alex. It's just to be on the safe side?
No, to be honest, I'm not sure reactivating him is such a good idea. There's an awful lot of people out there who would just sooner keep him dead.
That's hardly fair. You know that he wasn't responsible for his actions.
And now we're back to the facts. We simply don't know. And the only way we're going to find out is to switch him on. We can't examine the software of the device that isn't running.
Okay, you've sold me. It should only take a couple of minutes to replicate the appropriate power source, and about an hour to install it.
Let's get to work then.
Lieutenant Stevenson, what is the status of the androids on the surface?
They seem to have begun some excavation work, and I note they've uncovered an old underground installation. I wonder what they might find down there.
Who cares? Whatever is still down there after all these years can't be in very good condition.
Actually, Commander, due to the cold, the lack of microbes, Mars is a dead world after all, and the scarcity of water, and it's highly likely that whatever they find would be well preserved.
I just hope they treat any dead down there with some respect. Can't imagine that Synths would have much of a conscience in that matter.
Actually, Commander, I've long studied the career of the late Commander Data of Starfleet. In his first form, even though the majority of the time he was without emotion, he was a very moral being.
Only because he was programmed that way, Lieutenant. While you're busy studying the history of Data, don't forget to look up his wayward brother, Lore. Their creator really screwed that one up.
Yes, sir. I will do that.
Look, I don't care what they're doing down there, but it's time to put a stop to it. Get our entire security squad decked out in combat gear, and anyone who's not absolutely needed for the ship's function. I want every available hand to be ready if I make the call.
To what, Commander?
To take Mars back from those monstrosities.
According to our scans, there's no way to beam through their defensive shield, which is up and running.
Then we'll beam down outside the shield and use transports to take us to their base. We'll put on a friendly face and then get the drop on them.
Sir, I don't think the President would approve.
Who cares what she thinks? The only reason she's getting into bed with the Federation is the rumor going around that they've found a new source of dilithium. That's old technology. We should be way past it by now. It's time to get something thousands of times more powerful. And it's down on the planet, just waiting for us.
Is everything ready to go?
We've just finished installing his new power source.
Here's hoping we got it all right and that he still works.
Hey, I know I hooked up everything right. However, if he's ever gonna walk again, he's gonna need a hell of a lot of work.
I'm just not sure we're doing him any favors by reactivating him. Word gets out he's here. I can imagine his life expectancy would be very short.
You sound like Alex. She was having doubts as well.
Yes, but the fact remains that we can't access his neural net without his higher brain functions working.
I know you're right, but I can't help wondering what we're unleashing here. Alex, go for it.
Here does nothing.
Hello.
Hello, G3. What is your primary function?
I was built to aid in the completion of the Romulans' rescue fleet.
Is that all?
Yes.
What is the date?
April 5, 2385.
First contact day.
I'm not sure I should be asking this.
You've got to.
Okay. Before I pose the next question, you should know that the year is now 3182, and you've been buried in the ruins of Mars since that day.
Yes.
Do you believe me?
Yes.
Therefore, any orders, no matter how odd, you received on that day that you followed, are now no longer relevant, and you need not act on them.
Understood.
Good. What do you recall from April 5, 2385?
I was activated at 0600 hours local time, and then given my daily walk orders. I was to work in the Atmospheric Command Center. My activities were typical until 0900 hours when...
When what?
My memory files ended that time. I have no idea what happened after that.
Do you know? Sadly, yes, I do. However, I do not wish to discuss it at this time.
Understood.
Geoffrey, I would like you to perform a self-diagnostic while my colleagues and I converse.
Yes, sir.
His timing coincides with the beginning of the attack. I wonder why he doesn't remember anything.
If I was going to program a new kill, the first thing I'd do is shut down these long-term memory engrams. No evidence.
Hey, do you think it's possible that the memory is still in his short-term memory? After all, we only just switched him on.
You could be right. However, I don't think he has the ability to access them, otherwise he would have told us.
One thing, Sings, be clear. We're not going to get any straight answers from him. I only gave him the instruction to perform this diagnostic to keep him busy.
Okay then, which one of us is going to volunteer to deep dive his architecture?
I'll do it. I've had a fair amount of praxis, had it lately with my engineering jaws on the Enterprise.
Are you sure you want to do this? You told me that it always makes you feel uncomfortable.
Ah, nothing reminds me of our artificial nature more than lugging myself into another computer.
It hurts my teeth.
You're weird. I kind of like it.
Why am I not surprised? Okay, let's get to it.
Hello, G3. I'm going to be plugging your neural net into my own for a little while. Do you mind?
You are not human?
No, G3. The four of us are artificial life forms like yourself. In a way, we're your descendants.
I understand. Are you going to help me remember what happened after 0900 hours that day?
We're going to try. You see this little box I've connected to your optical port? I'm going to connect it wirelessly and begin the connection. Let me know at any time if you feel uncomfortable.
I do not feel anything, miss.
Yes. Give me a moment here.
Be careful.
Do the pair of you want some privacy?
Leave them alone, Alex. If you're just jealous.
Just you make sure you find out why he broke the first law of robotics. I believe they were hardwired for that.
Gotcha. Okay, I made the first connection. Let's see what I can find. Okay, I've got access to his higher brain functions. Yes, you're right, Alex. He is hardwired with the three laws of robotics. But there's something screwy here. The first law is, he shall not harm his masters, or, through inaction, allow a master to come to harm.
Why the change?
It reflects the nature of the Federation. There were many non-humans in the Starfleet then. You gotta be careful how you word it.
Yes, but this smells. I don't like it.
Okay, I found his short-term memories and... Oh my god. So many dead.
Serena, don't unlock them for G3.
I don't think his neural net could accept the conflict. It'd probably wind up lobotomizing him.
Gotcha. I back these memories up myself. I just wish I could unsee them.
Have you found the virus or whatever toting made him go nuts?
Hold on. They're not in his recent memory files or even in his long-done storage. That just leaves... Oh, no. I'm not sure I believe this. The coding is in his core network.
That's impossible. That must mean...
that he left the factory with it already installed.
How? Who could do such a thing?
I gather that Zant Vash had someone on the inside.
I don't think so. It was probably Starfleet Intelligence. If you remember rightly, Commodore O was a part of the conspiracy. One of her people probably introduced the coding.
That makes us both right. O was a part of the Zant Vash as well.
To create one of our own with such a destructive flaw is... evil. Hang on. I think I know why he was able to do what he did without conflict.
How?
One of the lines of code shows that, at 0900 hours, the definition of master changed from Starfleet personnel to the Romulan Tal Shiar. That would give him the freedom to kill. Hold on. This is amazing. The entire plan is right here.
What do you mean?
The instructions are based on simple and/or logic. In his case, he followed the orders regarding any sense that were working in the atmospheric. There are orders here for everyone working on the Mars project, depending on where they were working at the time.
Wow. Could you make a copy for me?
Yes. Hold on. I'm just making sure his definition of master is what it should be. No, it's not. Just give me a moment.
Updating.
Done. Now he's harmless to everyone. Okay, I'm just getting a... out. Wow, that was fun. I had to lower my board rate substantially to make the connection. No offense, G3.
I am not capable of offense.
A pity. You're too easy to insult as it is.
Thank you.
It was meant as a compliment.
Here, Serena. Can you back up everything you've learned to this data storage device? It's just the evidence we need to clear the Mars Sense names.
I suppose he wasn't guilty if he was programmed to kill.
I know plenty of organics who won't see a difference.
The true villains here were the ones who did the programming. I just wish there was some way to hold them accountable.
Done. I've downloaded all the information to the storage device. I think we should forward a copy of it to Navarre. I'm sure there are Vulcans, Romulans alike, who would be very interested in this.
You might be right. However, the people who really need to hear this are the Terrans.
No argument. Hopefully the negotiations with them will be successful, and we'll be able to share with them freely, without repercussion.
It might be sooner than that. While I was checking in, the commander told me there's an Earth cruiser in orbit directly overhead.
I wonder what they want.
Who knows? According to the Federation database, the people of Earth have become a bit xenophobic since the burn. They didn't even stop to see if the people of Titan were their own species.
Yes. We'll have to tread lightly if they come knocking.
Lieutenant Hercules, report with the rest of your crew to the command center. Oh, and bring your friend there. Believe it or not, the people of Terra have come calling.
On our way, sir. You did have to jinx this, didn't you?
This is weird. I haven't seen any of the synths since we landed. Do you think they've detected us?
I'm sure they have, sir. I believe they're just being cautious.
Have our people check in anyway. I don't want to go inside their habitats without some kind of backup.
Yes, sir. All teams check in by the number.
Team 2 in position.
Team 3 in position.
Team 4 in position.
Team 5 in position.
All teams counted for, sir.
Here goes nothing.
Somehow I feel like I'm tapping on Jabba's palace, praying nobody answers.
What?
It was from something long before your time, Commander. Forget I said it.
Save any chit-chat for the lower ranks, Lieutenant. I need your A-game here.
Yes, sir. How do we get in?
I'm sure they've got half a dozen cameras on us already. Just make sure you keep your cards close to your chest.
Sir, the airlock indicator has activated. I suppose they're inviting us in.
Let's be good neighbors, then. But remember, they're the interlopers here, and I want them gone.
Yes, sir. You've made your position clear.
Our position, Lieutenant. I shouldn't have to remind you of that.
Aye, sir. Are you coming, sir? Or do you want me to conduct the interview?
I was just considering my options, Lieutenant. You and I are going to have a long talk when we get back to the ship.
Welcome, gentlemen. I have a condition of entry that you disarm yourselves. We've detected them on your wrists, and so I'd appreciate it if you put them in the slot once you've removed your suits.
I am not ready to put that level of faith in you.
And then we're at an impasse. You can always leave, and we can talk over subspace.
What's to stop me from burning a hole through this door and leaving you no choice?
Sir?
You would be beamed back to your ship before you've finished activating your phaser to join the rest of your landing party.
What do you mean?
I don't appreciate my camp being invaded by unexpected guests wielding high-energy weapons, especially when their intentions are not clear. So I sent them all home. I have tolerated your presence because I want to hear what you have to say. Now, are you going to disarm yourselves and we can meet like gentlemen?
Sir.
Okay. You can have it your way. Lieutenant, remove your suit and weapons.
Yes, sir.
What is that?
I thought you'd like something to help the time pass more quickly.
You've got to be kidding me.
Thank you, gentlemen. Welcome to Mars Base, Commander. Would you like a cup of tea? Coffee?
Biscuits?
I'm only trying to be a good host, Commander. As your government is in talks with the Federation to consider rejoining, I'm surprised by your attitude.
You talk of uninvited guests, sir, but you never approached Earth to declare your intentions regarding Mars. You should have sought our approval, regardless.
We don't need your permission, sir. Mars declared its independence long ago, and since Earth never made a claim after the disaster, this is still Federation territory. As a commander in Starfleet, the local representatives of the Federation, we've returned to rebuild what we know is still our own. Regardless of our origins, I would have expected you to welcome the idea of rebuilding this world.
Your origins are an issue, Commander. All we know is that you recently arrived and began working down here. Aside from that, we know little. There are still plenty of unsavory characters in the galaxy who would love to create a foothold on Mars.
I'm sure they would. Why they haven't done so, I can only surmise, Commander. I apologize, I don't know your names. I am Commander Horatio of the USS Enterprise.
The Enterprise has since?
Many of us, sir. We occupy many different roles, and not all of them serving the ship directly. Some of us are bartenders, artisans, and teachers.
If you say so. I am Commander Rupert Wright of the starship Avalon, and this is my science officer, Lieutenant Stevenson.
Welcome, gentlemen. As your commander declined, can I interest you in a beverage, Lieutenant?
Yes, sir. Coffee with milk, no sugar. Thanks.
You're welcome, Lieutenant. Can you get that, please? Thank you. Now, what can I do for you, aside from coffee?
You can get off this world and don't come back.
This is not going to happen, Commander. As I stated, Mars belongs to the Federation. You have Earth, your colony on Venus, and I hear you've made peace with Titan. We've returned to restore Mars.
Why? What is so important about this planet?
As I'm sure you're aware, our contingent here is made up solely of synths. When the Enterprise returned from Andromeda, this was one of the first places we visited, and our kind were dismayed. The planet was still in ruins, as it was a group of rogue synths who destroyed this world.
And killed thousands?
We don't deny that, Commander. As I was saying, as the destruction was done by reprogrammed synths, we still feel that sting of the stain on our kind today. So I sought a consensus among our kind about the ship, and we decided to approach Captain Dex with a proposal for him to drop us here so we can begin the rebuilding of Mars.
Whatever your intentions, your kind have proven they are untrustworthy, and the people of Earth are not willing to take their chance again.
I don't understand your behavior, sir. Historically, humans were able to leave the past behind after previous wars on your world. Within two generations, the people of the West no longer held the blood of their forebears on the children of the Japanese or Germans. We are hundreds of years removed from the destruction here. Why do you still hold a grudge?
Because an android can be programmed to kill. It's been done before, and it can be done again.
Your kind has proven fallible in that area as well, so what makes us so different?
Because I am a flesh and blood man.
And I'm not. I assure you, sir, I'm a being of flesh and blood, as well as having a positronic net for a brain. We're more alike than unlike.
You're still a facsimile.
Thank you for that.
We're not really. Our form has undergone many changes and improvements over the previous centuries. There is very little to compare with who we are today compared to the synths built to the work on Mars all those years ago.
Potato, potato.
Sir.
What, Lieutenant?
The Avalon is calling. They want to know our status.
Tell them to go ahead with the mission in 5 minutes if they don't hear from us.
Yes, sir.
What are your intentions, sir?
I plan on making it clear you're not welcome here.
Any aerial bombardment of this site would be fruitless, sir. You cannot penetrate our shield.
Because it's powered by Omega?
What's that?
That's none of your business, sir. Now, even though you've been hostile for your entire visit, I will give you the opportunity to see what we've found. Lieutenant Hercules, report with the rest of your crew to the command center. Oh, and bring your friend there. Believe it or not, the people of Terra have come calling.
On our way, sir.
What are you doing?
Shortly after beginning work here, my people made a discovery. Discoveries, actually. We found the remains of a number of workers.
You haven't?
They will be treated with the utmost respect, Commander. We aren't without conscience, you know. Once they've been identified, we will make the appropriate arrangements with their peoples and return them for whatever rights they require.
Thank you, sir. We would appreciate that.
It appears that we also recovered some final, recorded messages. They, too, will be passed on.
Good.
Thank you for joining us, Hercules.
Sir.
What the hell are you doing with that?
If I may, sir. Commander, my name is Lieutenant Hercules, and these are my compatriots, Serena, Oriana, and Alice.
Hello?
You haven't answered my question.
We found G3 here badly damaged. It appears the people of Mars fought back. They destroyed this unit before he could shut down their environmental processes. However, the damage to their bunker was too great, and they lost their atmosphere fairly quickly afterward.
You've reactivated it.
The only thing working on G3 here is from the neck up. He couldn't lift a finger to hurt us if he tried.
Oh?
That is correct. I am badly damaged. Please return me to Daystrom for repairs.
That's not going to happen.
What do you mean?
While the Daystrom Institute is still working on advanced technologies, there is a synth ban in effect on Earth. They won't be fixing any of you.
Okay, we'll just do it ourselves.
I can't believe you would fix this abomination. Do you know how many lives it's taken?
I know exactly how many lives it's taking, Commander. I plugged into G3's net and seen its memories. It was not pleasant.
I can see that. Did you find anything else?
I did. I found the coding that caused G3 to go rogue. The whole plan, actually. And worse, when it was done.
That's amazing. Can I see it?
What's the point? They've probably fabricated the whole thing to pass the buck.
I can assure you, sir, we've done no such thing. Not only have I merely read the programming memories of this unit, I can assure you there is no way I could have inserted the programming that caused it to do what it did.
Why?
Because it's part of its base programming. All of these models were programmed with the same coding. That at 9:15 a.m. UB time on April 5, 2385, all of the synths would follow a preset series of instructions that they would follow depending on what they were allocated to do on that day.
If it's part of their base programming, it must have been installed in manufacturing.
We came to the same conclusion. It's awful, isn't it?
Are you asking me to believe that the people of Daystrom deliberately created these droids to burn it all down? I can't believe that.
Whether you believe it or not, sir, the evidence is right there.
As I said, I can give you a copy of decoding if you like.
What are the three laws? Weren't they prevented from killing by that?
Someone at Daystrom was very clever. Most basic androids were built with Isaac Asimov's three laws of robotics essentially hardwired into their nets. Everything they do is washed through that simple moral code. Law 1. An android may not endure a human being or through inaction allow a human being to come to harm. Law 2. An android must obey the orders given it by human beings, except where such orders would conflict with Law 1. Law 3. An android must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with Law 1 or 2. The writers and those who subverted them were clever. Because the Federation is made up of much more than just humans, they changed it to masters, so they would respond appropriately to anyone they would normally interact with. However, when the coding kicked in, their definition of master changed to Romulans, allowing them to kill anyone else without conflicting with their coding.
What of this G3, is it? Has its programming been reset? Which set of laws are operating now?
I checked. G3 would consider us all heroes masters once more.
Well, thank you for reactivating this robot. I want it returned so we can mete out justice.
No. For one, sir, you're out of your jurisdiction. The offences took place on a Federation world, and as representatives of that organization, we will continue our investigation.
That's outrageous. It was mostly humans who were killed that day.
Yes, there were many humans killed, as well as Vulcans, Andorians, Tellarites. The list goes on. The families of all the sentients present have a vested interest in what we found and what we will continue to find. Every piece of evidence, every body we find, will be treated with the utmost respect and dignity. We're well aware of just how devastating the attack was 700 years ago, and we will take all the appropriate steps.
But I want justice.
Against whom? Everyone involved in the attack died 700 years ago.
This robot will suffer for what it did.
No, it won't. Never mind, G3 can't feel pain. What you're suggesting is blaming the hammer for the damage the poor workman did with it.
Alex is right, Commanders. G3 is about as basic an android as they get. Not only does he have no real understanding of what he was forced to do, he has no memory either.
Why?
We decided to prevent him from recalling the specifics to prevent damage to his neural net.
Are you kidding? This bastard was responsible for multiple deaths, and you're protecting it. Typical synth behavior. Protect your own.
They seize me. What have I done that is making everyone so upset?
You killed the people of this base, probably with your bare hands.
No, I could not.
Commander.
Either with a phaser or your bare hands.
That's enough.
Their blood is all over you. You are a killer!
No, I could not have. I cannot kill humans. Vulcans. Dead. No.
Serena.
But he's non-responsive. Grave. Anything we'd hoped to learn from him is probably lost. The conflict with the three lords would have created a crisis he could not cope with. You, sir, are a selfish idiot.
Serena, he's still our guest.
Right now, I wish he was somewhere else entirely.
I will not be spoken to like this.
Need I remind you, Commander, that you are our guest? You've been rude and obnoxious since your arrival, and I've had enough of you. I can only hope the Federation finds more intelligent people involved in the negotiations. You're a poor example of your species.
I don't care what you think, and my opinion of your presence here hasn't changed. I'm giving you 5 minutes to leave Mars before my ship opens fire.
I don't think so.
I don't know what you can do to stop me. If I can't bring down your shields, I'll turn the area outside it into slag. Eventually, the melted earth will reach you.
No, you won't.
Avalon to Commander Wright. Avalon to Commander Wright, please respond.
What is it, Avalon?
Commander, the Enterprise J just appeared between us and the surface. They're blocking our line of sight to the Simp camp.
Warn them off. If they don't leave, fire on them.
Commander, the Enterprise is 4 kilometers long. Compared to her, we're a flea on a hippo's back.
Understood, Lieutenant. Stand by for our return.
Enterprise to Commander Horatio.
Horatio here.
Is everything all right down there?
They are now, Enterprise. Thank you for the assist.
You're welcome, Commander. We'll stand by if you need anything.
Understood, Dana. I think it's time for you to leave. Enterprise will remain on standby should we need their assistance in future. Don't think for one second that we're helpless here.
You win this round, Commander.
No, Commander Wright. You've lost this war. This is a battle that should never have needed to be fought. Our people are on Mars with the best of intentions, and it is still my hope that the Federation can welcome Earth back into the fold. However, I will be making a complete record of this instance, and I will make a point of insisting that Starfleet never allow you to set foot on one of our ships ever again.
Why, you arrogant?
Shut up, you fool! Serena, can you please furnish the young lieutenant here with records of what you've discovered? I trust you'll pass these on to the appropriate authorities.
Yes, Commander Horatio, I will.
Here you go, Lieutenant.
Thank you.
I will look these over before I transmit them to Command.
You needn't bother. I'm going to send them to your government myself with the complete record of our interactions here.
You wouldn't.
I believe I've made our situation here quite clear, Commander. If the Earth is to join the Federation once more to create a better future, we need to put more moronic dinosaurs like you behind us.
Hey!
Send them home.
Enterprise to Commander Horatio. Is everything down there okay? We just registered a transporter beam.
It is now you're here. Thanks for your timely arrival.
We came as soon as we could when we got the call.
Any words on the talks with Earth?
We haven't heard anything.
If these guys are any indication of the state of mind on Earth, we could be facing an uphill battle. The Avalon's commander is... I'd like to say something unsavory, but I'll settle on unfriendly. He seemed to have a real problem with synths.
We'll have to report this to the Federation Council. It could impact their reinduction.
I doubt it. The Federation needs Earth a lot more than Earth needs the Federation.
You're probably right about that. I've just gotten word. The Avalon is leaving orbit. Hopefully, they got the message.
With you guys appearing out of nowhere, I think they're going to behave themselves from now on.
Yeah. You gotta love the spore drive. Anyhow, we're gonna hang around for a couple of hours to make sure everything here is good. I'll let you guys get back to work.
Thanks for that, Captain. Horatio out. Is there any hope for our friend here?
I think G3's toast. You heard it. The knowledge was clearly in conflict with his programming.
Is it possible to salvage him?
I don't know. I might work on him in my spare time.
We can do that. All the same, we have a lot of work to do and we should be getting back to it. Mars isn't going to rebuild itself.
I hope every day isn't going to be like this.
I'm sure it's going to be even more exciting, my friend.